Hello and welcome to Soundbites. I'm Jonas Tester from the Chef Foundation. In this series, I'll be taking some snapshots of the food around us. What we eat, where it comes from, how we can all make things better. I'll be featuring farmers, chefs, supermarkets, and just about everything in between. Join me on this journey through food. Today I'm at the Battersea Canteen in South London, a community-based project providing meals every Tuesday for local people on low income or maybe just in need of company. Menus are created using surplus food from the local shops and markets, stuff that would otherwise be thrown away, and it's cooked and served by volunteers. To find out more, I grabbed my microphone and my chef's gear and went to help out with the cooking, and also an opportunity to talk to the people running this project. One of them is Kemi Akinola from Be Enriched. I started by asking her how this all came about.
We run a project in Tooting called the Graveney Canteen, and it basically runs exactly the same. We got offered use of a kitchen in a church, and we collect food, and people started coming to eat. We started off with about 10 people, and then word got out and there was about 60. So then we were contacted by the London Cooking Project, and they said, would you like to replicate the project with us here, because we've got a beautiful space and it's amazing and we're really happy to be here.
And how long have you been doing it now then here in Battersea?
We've been here since January the 14th, I think. It's running really well.
Our hosts in Battersea are the London Cooking Project. Now, I've managed to corner a very busy Emma Bebb, the manager, to ask her how they got involved in this very worthwhile enterprise.
When London Cooking Project started, the whole idea around it was not only to support foodies getting their businesses off the ground through kitchen rentals and renting the space out for pop-ups and supper clubs, but it was also supposed to be based around community sustainability and charity projects. I absolutely love working here, not just working with so many people who are really passionate about food, but bringing people together through food in the local community, and also using food as a means of education.
So how do you make this work? Well, one thing is that you need a ready supply of volunteers, including chefs such as myself. But what about the food itself? And how can you make sure it's safe?
We collect just fruit, vegetables, dairy, bread. We don't collect meat or fish because the nature of our project is that we work with food that would otherwise be thrown in the bin, and you can't guarantee the quality or the safety of fish or meat that's past its sell-by date.
And how do you decide if the food's fit for use then?
Right, well, we use our common sense the majority of the time. If it looks off or mouldy, then we just don't eat with it.
And I understand you collect the surplus food by bicycle, making this a very low-carbon, green project. Is this something that runs through the rest of Be Enriched?
Absolutely. One of our projects actually has a kitchen which is on a bicycle, so we actually deliver the meals.
Brilliant.
Off the bicycle, but we do try and be as green as possible. Also, it saves us a lot of money. We're only a small charity.
I'm sitting here with Fraser and Solomon, who've been helping me in the kitchen today, and just wanted to just get some feedback from them on what they thought of this evening. So Solomon, why do you come and help here?
I thought it would be interesting to meet the other people that also felt like helping here, and yeah, it just seemed like an interesting idea.
Is this your first time?
First time, yeah. First time volunteering in a couple of years as well.
And what did you think about the sort of jobs you had to do in the kitchen?
I enjoyed them. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you had the hardest job, the pastry, and it came out really nicely. Everyone's eating it. So would you be coming back next time?
Oh, definitely.
And what's your day job?
I manage DJs and I DJ myself. So next time I come, I'll be playing music.
Fraser, how about you? This isn't your first time here. You've been before, have you?
No, this is my first time here.
Did you enjoy the kitchen today?
Yeah, it was great. It was good fun.
Okay, hopefully if we do it again, we'll have some slightly more complicated things to do.
Yeah.
But thank you both so much for your help, and hopefully see you here again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Forward to it.
The Battersea Canteen isn't the only one. According to Kemi, they're feeding people 4 days a week at different locations across the capital. And there are more plans for the future.
We run three at the moment, and we'll be opening one more in Elephant and Castle in October. The other kitchens are Battersea, which is here, Graveney Canteen in Tooting, and Brixton People's Kitchen in Brixton.
I think with Brixton People's Kitchen being enriched and the Battersea Canteen, the most important thing is that we are, as I said, bringing people together through food in the local community. You know, there are a huge amount of people living below the poverty line, and there are a huge amount of people who are lonely and elderly. I'd really like this to be the place where people feel that they can come once a week and eat together and make new friends.
And what's happening at the London Cooking Project in the next couple of months then?
Next couple of months, we've got quite a lot on. We've obviously got Battersea Canteen Weekly. We have kids workshops as well with the Mini Cooking Club. So they're weekly on a Saturday from 11 till 1. They're completely free. So any kids who would like to come between the age of 7 and 11 and learn how to make a nutritious meal are more than welcome. And we've got a whole host of pop-up restaurants here. One with Oliver Rowe, who's got his recipe book coming out in June, and they're all based around seasonal food. Our own resident chefs, Amber Chefs, they've got a monthly supper club as well. Another one called Ferdy's Food Lab. One called Marlin's Kitchen on Wednesday. There's so many. The best thing to do really is just check the website and have a look at our calendar.
And is there a message you'd like to send out to the local community and the bigger audience in London about what you're doing here and what can be done to help disadvantaged people in London, whether it's homeless, low income, elderly, or?
Well, firstly, obviously, we're, you know, a venue and we have a facility here. So very much if anybody's got an interesting project that they're working on, very much like to hear about it and have a conversation about that. I just think for any young foodies out there as well who are trying to get their businesses off the ground, trying to, you know, make a name for themselves, they should get in touch and should see if there's anything that they can do here at the kitchen with us.
Emma there, closing out our piece on the canteen. Before we go, we're recording this around the time of World Autism Awareness Week. Now, over 700,000 people in the UK live their lives somewhere on the autistic spectrum. I asked Kemi how had she come in contact with autism through her work and whether the canteen had benefited from knowing people with autism.
Well, we actually have a project in Glasgow where we work with children who have autism or have high communication needs. We work with an organisation in Wandsworth called A Second Voice, and they are an autistic-friendly organisation for people and families, providing support. And we welcome people with all disabilities to come and volunteer with us. We've had a few young people with autism. They've been great in the kitchen.
And that's all from Soundbites from the Battersea Canteen. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to read more, please visit the website at www.thechefffoundation.com.
Soundbites was presented by Jonas Tester and produced by Dave Seifleet of Devote Co. UK for the Sugarbox Productions, www.thesugarbox.london.